This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This seems like an unnecessary risk.
Oh.
On like several parts, right? It's an unnecessary risk for like health reasons because you could hurt somebody really bad.
All right.
It's an unnecessary risk to like hurt an innocent animal that was just minding its own business.
Yeah, don't do that.
But finally, it's an unnecessary risk because this guy has been arrested for a crime that if you found out somebody else did, you would think they're a psycho.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF story went down just east of us. A man, age unknown, has been arrested after police say he shot and killed a crow from inside his car.
Wait, he shot a crow?
From his car, out of the car, towards the crow.
Well, from what we know about crows, I wouldn't do that in front of his friends.
Okay, so let's put a pin in that. We'll loop back around because I want to give you the story. Authorities say a witness watched the whole thing go down.
Yeah.
They heard the shot, and this person who witnessed the crow murder, which is interesting because if you were to murder a bunch of crows, you'd be murdering a murder.
Yeah.
This person was so upset, they followed the car they believed the shot came from.
I wouldn't follow a guy with that good aim.
I'm out on that.
Just think how hard it is to shoot a bird from your car.
Yeah. No, the bird.
You're a deadeye, man.
The bird could have been sitting on a fence. Bless you.
Yeah.
One little bird stared at my window, and I shot it. The good news.
It was a good news.
Bless you. Nobody ended up hurt.
All right.
Other than the crow, obviously. Police caught up to the car. They say the suspect had a loaded gun in the car. He was arrested, charged with a couple of things. So first question becomes this. And Kimmy, I do want to talk about what you brought up. Why would someone shoot a crow from their car?
Yeah. And unless you're just simply bored?
Yeah.
Like were you going around looking for birds to shoot?
Like, we know that shooting anything from your car is super illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, some of these stories you hear about shooting from the car, you can use logic to figure out their bad ideas.
Just unnecessary.
Okay. So, like, shooting a deer from a car.
Mm.
Maybe it's a big-ass deer and you want it. And it's cheating and it's unethical and it's dangerous. But at least, like, when you explain it, I go, okay, that's really stupid, but I get why they would do that. You're going to eat crow?
No,
but I'm saying like it's even like crow meat is so bad. It's an expression for something you don't want to do.
Did they say that there was anybody else in the car?
No details on that.
Because if you did it alone, it's worse. Because you can't even brag like I could shoot that damn crow from here, man.
There was no conversation
involved. Yeah, there was no challenge. You just did it on your own.
Okay, so you're telling me if for some reason there was someone else in the car, which we don't know yes or no, you would be less bothered by.
Well, I can see at least how it came about.
Okay.
Not that I'm endorsing challenging shooting.
Tommy Boulay, but pro-crow murder.
You can see how you could be like talked into it or something.
Now you could be bragging. I bet you can't even hit that crow over there. Hell, I can't, man. There ain't a crow around, and his mother ain't been born. Shoot a crow, goddamn crow.
You yell at a goddamn crow, or you shoot the crow with the gun.
I cuss a crow out.
I mean,
I co-cross it.
Coke. Now we both can't say it. Crow cussing. Crow cussing.
Cussing that crow. I could hit it with a rock if I was British.
I'm done with your voices for now. So, like, were they just going to shoot it and leave it, too? Because I'm guessing they collected the clone.
Yeah, I would just think you shot it and peeled out.
Okay, but I
burn rubber, man.
What am I missing?
I don't know.
Here, like, I don't.
You just got to be bored and dumb.
Is this like, okay, in all sincerity, I'm going to try not to judge if this is the case, 252 WCMF. Is this like a common country pastime? Like, do people shoot stuff out of their car? Is this like, would this be no big deal? I don't know.
I hope not.
It's just strange that, like, we never see stories like this, and all of a sudden this story shows up, and then the person who witnessed it was so bothered by it that they followed the freaking car.
Where did they say it happened?
It was way east of us in a town that I do not recognize that is about 45 minutes away.
Right. So it could be a little country town.
Well, no, it was definitely country. Right. I mean, bro, they're shooting crows.
I don't want to judge a town on one crow shooting.
But that don't happen in Penfield. I don't want to judge a town on one crow shooting.
I mean, they were...
Don't punish all of us.
Yeah, like, were they driving around looking for things to shoot? Because you said they had a loaded gun on them, just ready to use.
But there's lots of people that drive around with loaded guns.
Oh,
I mean, like, that's not illegal.
I know, it just seems, like, I don't know, strange. You're just ready to use it.
Come on with this phone call.
What's the matter?
Come on.
I quote.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a man just east of us who was arrested. After police say he shot a crow out of his car window, someone witnessed it. They followed this person while calling police. Police pulled over. The person said they found a loaded gun in the car. He was arrested, charged with a bunch of things. I just made the statement, like, would you eat the crow?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to eat crow. Like, the expression eating crow is like a bad thing.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right. 252 WCMF. Hey, Ben, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. So, growing up, going to church out in Williamson, every year we'd have a wild game dinner, you know, which was mostly venison, honestly. But, you know, you'd have a few weird things.
I love how you said honestly, like, in case we thought you were lying about all the venison. Guys, I'm being serious here. It was mostly deer meat. No jokes.
Yeah, the one I missed out on, somebody brought rattlesnake one year. But the one time, dude labeled his stew, it was just wild game stew. Then the pastor, he asked everybody after we were done eating, yo, who ate the wild game stew? A bunch of people raised their hands like, you just ate crow. Oh, okay. Well, actually, it wasn't bad.
All right, so a couple of things.
That man saw Jesus. He got healed that day.
What's up, Pat?
Couple of things here. First off, that is the worst pastor I've ever heard of in my life. Hey, hope you don't have food allergies. Hey, surprise, you just ate crow? I would be out of my effing mind if I ate
crow. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Okay, two.
What was the point? Was there like a lesson involved?
Yeah, like a biblical thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just good time, you know, having fun at church.
Good time eating crow, bro. Couple of crow bros out there. Two, Ben.
What's up?
Look, man, I came up hard. You've heard the stories. I've heard your stories before.
Yeah.
But never in my life was I forced to secretly eat crow.
Oh, you never went to country church.
I went to a country church.
And ate crow stew.
Where they tricked me.
And they still couldn't heal my tongue.
Oh, also, I don't know who these dudes were out in the middle of nowhere. Williamson, there's pretty much nothing to do. That's where I grew up.
Okay.
Wherever they're from, I don't know. Maybe the, I don't know.
All right, well, Ben,
he
don't
know.
Idea why they were blasting crow.
Thank you for the call. My pastor tricked me into eating crow stew. What is the hell with this kid? All right, so Kimmy brought up an interesting point as we talk about this crow being shot.
Yeah.
Kimmy, as you come back over and join us off the phones there, you had said that the crow would be the worst animal to do this to, which is because...
Well, I said it especially if he had friends around, because as we know, and we've done research on this, we've talked about this many times, crows don't forget a face.
No. They remember faces, and they can teach other crows who do not know your face that, one, you're an enemy, and two, how to recognize you.
So they're vindictive.
Yes, but no, like, hear what I just said. They're an animal.
So it's like owing the mob money.
Yes, but they somehow are able to communicate with other crows what your facial expressions look like.
I know that guy.
Yes. If you have a problem with one crow, you got a problem with all crows.
Hey, Barry, is that the guy that shot you? No, that's Ben. Leave him alone, man. Remember he ate your cousin by accident?
Which reminds us, we got to get that pastor who tricked Ben into eating crow at the church picnic. Studies have also shown that not only can crows teach other living crows,
all right,
They can pass it on to their children who haven't been born yet.
Oh, it's like a story lesson?
No, exactly. So if you, a story lesson, just let it go. Just let it go. That means if you piss off a crow.
Yeah.
Generations of crows.
That, like, never ending.
Yeah.
Because the crows keep passing down the information that you are an enemy. If you piss off one crow, you may for the rest of your life have made an enemy of every crow.
Everybody hates you.
Yes,
you
every
be
crow.
Aware of crows lingering a little too long.
Lingering crows. Maybe.
Stricken pastors.
Let's take one more call. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this guy just east of us who was arrested after police say he shot a crow out of his car. And we're trying to figure out why. Mm. Didn't know anything about the delicious crow stew, which is going to bring everybody to church on Sunday.
Right.
Josh is on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, Josh. What are you good?
So there was this farmer that lived out in Wayne County, and he would have me and my buddies come out there and shoot the pigeons because they would crap in the cow feed and get them sick. So we would go out there, and one of the times we were driving through the fields, shooting them out of the bed of my truck, shooting them out of the... I was shooting them while driving. It was a lot of fun.
That was a story? No,
whoa,
fun.
Whoa,
he
whoa,
said
whoa,
fun, 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 fun.
Oh.
He said fun.
Said it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Jesus.
How would it work in that other context?
I don't know, but people get there strange ways.
All right, Josh, thanks for the call. I thought there was more to that story.
I thought so, too.
I was shooting pigeons out of my truck. It was fun. End of story.
Shooting pigeons with a purpose.
There's no farmer's daughter, nothing. No story there. I mean, Ben didn't show up.
We did wonder if there are people that do this.
No tricking pastor.
Are you allowed to shoot things out of a car on a private property?
I don't.
Oh, private property.
Because he was on a farmer. He said he was on the farmer's
property.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are you allowed to shoot pigeons?
I mean, they're kind of varmint, aren't
they? Yeah, I know, but like you can't.
I mean, you could shoot a rat, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you shoot a
mouse?
Can you shoot a mouse?
Yeah.
What are we doing, Dr. Seuss?
You
cannot shoot
a
mouse. You cannot shoot him from your house. You cannot eat crow stew with Ben.
Definitely need a New York State hunting license to shoot pigeons.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe you have that.
I didn't tell the story. John did. Josh did. All right. Well, we learned nothing other than probably a bad idea to shoot crows out of your car. Not only because it's cruel, but because if another crow sees you, it's all over, buddy.
Yeah, for generations.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.